Today, we head 20 miles due west to Elmhurst for another edition of Your Hometown. Spend the day with us as we explore every corner of Elmhurst right here on WGN Radio.
It's nice to put the spotlight on one town, and we're hearing from so many people from Elmhurst today. And you know, you've got a famous person who was raised, maybe one or two, in Elmhurst, and one of them is on the phone right now. It's Tom Higginson, the founder of Plain White Tees. You know, hey there, Delilah. You know, hey, Tom, how are you?
Hey, Lisa, how you doing?
I'm doing well, and we're staying warm, which... You're in Utah most of the time, aren't you? Or
well, no, actually, you know, the Plain White Tees decided that it would be a good idea to do a tour of Montana, Utah, Idaho, and Colorado in the middle of January. So that's what I'm in the middle of right now.
But you know this weather. You grew up around the Elmhurst area. You're familiar with it. You lived with it as a kid.
You know what's funny is I still live in Elmhurst. So we're literally just out here on tour. But, oh, yeah, I'll be in Elmhurst in, like, 4 days. I'll be back in town, back home to enjoy the beautiful winter tundra that is the Chicagoland area. But yeah, Elmhurst, I mean, I actually grew up in Lombard, which is like two suburbs over. And then I lived in Villa Park, which is right in between Lombard and Elmhurst. And then now I'm in Elmhurst. So I'm creeping my way one suburb at a time, just getting closer and closer to the city. So, yeah, I don't know. I still love coming home to Elmhurst.
It's a cliche, but you know what's funny, Tom, is when you Google the Plain White Tees or you Google Tom Higginson, you know, Google supplies you with questions and answers, like the things people look for the most. And it says, did Tom marry Delilah?
Oh, my God.
It's still there at the top of the most Googled question about you.
I love that. Yeah, people, I mean, to this day, you know, I mean, that song, what? It was a number one hit in 2007, which seems like, I mean, that's going on, I don't even know, do the quick math.
15 years, yeah.
What the hell, you know? It is crazy. And yeah, people are still, even like the kids, like young people are obviously kind of discovering that song. I don't know, somebody does it on TikTok or something, and like the young people are seeing it and discovering it, and they're instantly drawn into the story, and they instantly, you know, kind of wonder like, oh, this sounds so you know, authentic and real, because as at the time it was like I was writing a song trying to like win a girl's heart, you know. So I tried to really pour my own heart into the song to try to win hers.
That's the
really
sign
cool.
of a fantastic song.
Yeah, you know, to answer the question, though, I never married Delilah. I actually never even dated Delilah. It was just a girl that I had a crush on that literally I met her in Chicago. She's from Chicago, not Elmhurst, unfortunately, but, you know, Chicago proper. But, yeah, she went to school in New York, and I literally hung out with her one night in Chicago, and then she went back to school the next day in New York. So I'm like, oh, my God, I got to write a song about her. And she actually joked around about me writing a song. So it was kind of like a fun, like, oh, no, like now she wants the song. So now I really got to do it, you know?
Okay, so, well, here, let's play a clip really quick for a sec, because there might be one person that's like, what are you talking about? Hey there, Delilah. So here, Brian, hit a clip.
Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there. If you get lonely, give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise.
Okay, there we go. Now everybody knows what we're talking about. We're talking to Plain White Tees frontman Tom Higginson, an Elmhurst native. And I think you're the biggest star to come out of Elmhurst. So can you still hang out, go to the places you did as a kid?
It's fun because it's like the Plain White Tees, like we've achieved a great level of success, of course. You know, we've had Hey There, Delilah, 1, 2, 3, 4, Rhythm of Love, all top 10 singles, you know. So we've had a great success. We can go tour around the world, like I was saying, but there's still like a certain level of like where we didn't get the freaking Beatles big or something like that, where it's like you can't go, or like Justin Bieber or something, where you can't leave your house. It's like the perfect amount of like, yeah, I'll go to Portillo's and people will be like, oh, hey, you know, Tom, what's going on or whatever. Like, I feel like people, like, it's just that perfect level where people are like, oh, yeah, hey, that's the guy from Plain White Tees. What's up, man? Like, we, you know, almost like a little hometown hero, but it's not like, oh, my God, I'm going crazy right now. It's
right.
Like some huge star, you know, so it's kind of that perfect level where we can still be you know, kind of live our awesome normal lives, but still have the, you know, the success and be able to do what we love, you know, play music for a living still. It's awesome.
Well, every month on 720 WGN, we choose a town, and it's called Your Hometown. It's sponsored by McDonald's, and basically we talk about that town. And it's Elmhurst today. So when you were a kid growing up, what was the one place that you had to go eat, or maybe you hung out, or maybe you hid out? Tell me about that when you were a teen in Elmhurst.
So, you know what's funny is a movie theater called the York Theater. And when I was a kid, when I was like 15, we snuck into Pulp Fiction was playing there. And like at 15, you know, that movie, I don't know, I'm sure a lot of people have seen it.
It's oh, we know.
That's a hard R. You know, yeah. That's rated R for a reason, that movie. And so we like snuck in at 15, and literally like halfway through the movie, we totally got pinched and got like pulled out of there. And I think my dad was cool enough where he was like, oh, okay, I'll come watch this with you guys, since you've already, you know, you've seen half the damn movie. So
I just love that your dad's like, look, you've already seen most of it. Let's just go. I'll sit and watch it with you.
Yeah. In reality, he probably just wanted to see it himself. So he's like, oh, it's a good excuse to go see it. But yeah, the York Theater was always, and that's still going strong. I love that theater in Elmhurst. Just that whole uptown Elmhurst area. There's a Starbucks on, and I know it's really like, oh wow, there's this real cool local spot called Starbucks, you know. But back then, when I was like in high school, that was like the only Starbucks around, like the suburbs. Like Starbucks was kind of like a new thing to get, you know, to be kind of spreading out and everything. At that point, I don't even think I liked coffee. I just had to, you know, drink it because it was cool, because it was Starbucks. I don't know.
It was grunge.
But yeah, yeah, exactly. It was grunge. You had to do that to connect to that movement, you know.
How does it feel? Do you raise your child in Elmhurst now? Did you love it so much you decided that's where you wanted to raise your own child?
Absolutely, absolutely. So we actually wrote a record. Playwright Tees in 2015 put out a record called American Nights. And the title track is literally about that, you know, just kind of like, yeah, kind of growing up and like having those fun nights out where nothing crazy or, you know, out of the ordinary happens. It's just those everyday things, going to a movie, going to, you know, get drinks at the bar with your friends, raising your kids, you know, running around on the streets that you grew up in with your kids. And like, so yeah, I'm a sucker for nostalgia. I'm just, yeah, I definitely wanted to give that to him because I appreciated it so much. I appreciated the area and, you know, everything that comes with it so much.
It is so nice of you to call into the station today as we kind of pay attention and open the door to Elmhurst, because you're certainly one of the most loved sons of Elmhurst. And we wish you all the success in the world, not just with the tour, but with your record company. And maybe I'll see you at that Starbucks sometime.
Yeah, Starbucks, Portillo's, York Theater, you know, those are my local haunts. So I'll see you guys there.
Thanks, Tom. Have a great day.
Yep, good talking to you. See ya.
It's always nice to talk to somebody like that, that you've never had a chance to talk to before. They're kind of a big deal. And then you're like, he's the nicest guy in the world. That's Tom Higginson, founder of the Plain White Tees from Elmhurst. And that is part of what we're doing today, putting the spotlight on Elmhurst.